but he will talk about charch. Charch means turning wheel, and by that they mean galaxies. The first idea of the galaxy is charch, because he talks about the movement of the sky, everything turning around, and you see that one, you have to step on that one, raise above the galaxy, and listen to the voice which is coming from beyond, above, the voice of Sama. We don't need to translate Sama to noise of the music. It's Sama, Bangya Sama. You see? You should listen to the Bangya Sama which is coming from above. And to listen, you have to take out the cotton in your ears, because you have a cotton of your ears made of temptation. Temptations. Yes?
Put out of thine ear the cotton of evil suggestion, that the cries from heaven may come into to your ears. Purge thy two eyes from the hair of defect, that thou mayest behold the garden and cypress plot of the world unseen.
Now you volunteer to translate this. What was this one?
Well, I think it means that, like you were saying earlier, taking the cotton of, maybe not always being concerned with the things of this world completely. No?
You're not listening. Never ever philosophize or think or bring the logic when I ask a question. You have to go back to the text, because with that I mean, why Rumi is saying this? Out of blue? No. The beginning of this book, he talked about the eyebrow which will fall over your eyes. You look in the sky, you see a moon, but there is no moon. That's the mistake of eyebrow. Here he will say, clean your eyes from that eyebrow, which is your own sky, which is your own moon. That's the illusion that I know. Clean that one, then you will see the beautiful garden which exists here. Because normally you don't see this garden. What do you see from existence? First of all, let's be honest, today, all day long, were you aware of the existence of South Pole and penguins? No. You were in Vancouver, a part of Vancouver, maybe in an office, maybe in a room. Yes, and the phone, sometimes, and that's it. The rest of it, which is, excuse me, the main part of it, because this was zilch. You're not aware of. You will be only aware when they tell you the earthquake killed 5,000 people. Suddenly you will realize there are 5,000 people over there. And when they say there are billions, you don't get it. That's how it is. We are limited to this ego because of the illusion of separation. And what is life? You think it's here. But honestly, where is life? Life is on the skin of the earth. Skin of the earth is alive, full of life. That's how it is. But you don't see it. Why? Because you're just looking at this. Clean up that one, then you will see what it is. And mainly, do you remember in book one, he said, excuse me, milady, I cannot bring the garden to here. I could bring one steam of rose. Not for the rose, but for just the smell. Then you follow the smell, you will find the garden. I cannot bring it down here. Here we say, clean up the nose and get rid of the flu. Then you will smell that good smell, which we call it the smell of just and justice. We call it the Allah.
Eject the phlegm from thy brain and nose, that the wind of God may come into the centers of thy sense of smell. Do not leave any traces of fever and bile, that thou mayst get from the world the taste of sugar. Remedium virilitis.
Well, it's impossible to read it.
I don't know.
I'll tell you one.
Is it Arabic?
No.
It's Latin.
A very simple, simple version. But the subject is, it will say, go and find a remedy, cure your impotency. Then a lot of beautiful people you will see. Because when you are impotent, nobody looks good to you. That impotency over there is the key. They hesitated to translate it. It's Persian. Dawiya mardikono anninimapuni. Yes, annin means impotent. Tawbununo yan sakun khumruj. See how simple it is. Just cure your impotency, then there will be a lot of beautiful fellows around.
Tear the fetter, which is the body, from the foot of thy soul, so that it may race round the arena. Take off the shackle of avarice from thy hand and neck. Seize a new fortune in the old heaven.
You see what it is? This translation will not do, because as usual, he's getting poetically a little bit excited, and he's using special words that doesn't rhyme, they don't rhyme, but the calligraphy looks the same, so they look the same when you look at it, and things like that. But mainly, what is he talking about? He's talking about a problem you have, solve the problem, everything will be okay, will become okay. This is why he's saying, okay, look at this. He uses konde. Konde means when they cut a big tree from, let's say, 2 feet above the ground. The rest, if they take it out, it's a very strong wood that normally they use it to, the goldsmith will put the stuff on it, because it's a very soft, hardest wood possible. It's like a stone. They will say, that one is the problem of your life, the body. Your body is like that remaining of the tree, which is heavy and will not let you move. If you take off that heavy part of your body, then your life could go around. But it goes like this, kunde tan ta kunad jolan. The other one is going around, the other one is the tree, but kunde, kunde, and things like that. But a part of that, he's talking about, you have some problem. You have a handcuff on you and around your neck. Means, in English translation, would be you are enchained. Because that's what they did to the criminals. Handcuff and around your neck. Is it? You have this one made of envy. Take that off. Then you will find the new way of turning around and the existence. And if you cannot do all of this, go to Mecca and present your misery. because crying is the best, let's say, capital you have. The best thing you have is crying and feeling the misery. Why? Because when you're miserable, what will happen? You were a baby, you're miserable. The caretaker will come. That's what the Rahmat of God is all about. When you cry, you will be taken care of like a baby. Look at them. Caretaker and the mother, they are looking for some excuse for the baby to cry. God created the baby of your needs for you to cry, for his milk to start running. This is the key. Really?
And if thou art unable, fly to Kaaba of grace. Lay thy helplessness before the helper. Lamentation and weeping are mighty stock in trade. The universal mercy is the mightiest nurse. The nurse and mother seek a pretext. When her child will bring to weep. He created the child, your wants, in order that it might moan.
He created the child of your needs. That's what it is. طفل حاجات شما را آفرید. Simple, as simple as that. He created the baby or the child of your needs.
In order that it might moan and that milk might be produced for it.
In order for you to moan and his milk will appear. Exactly. Simple translation. طفل حاجات شما را آفرید تا بنامید و شاید شیرش بدید. As simple as that. Yes?
He said, call you upon God. Refrain not thou from lamentation in order that the milk of his loving kindness may flow.
Even in this silly translation, you understand that he repeated the last verse. He changed a little bit the form, almost the same words, to make sure that he repeated himself as a punctuation. Don't forget this. Yes?
The howling of the wind and the pouring forth of milk from the clouds are for care of us. Patient one moment. Has not thou heard in the sky in your daily bread? Wherefore hast thou stuck to this low place?
Yeah.
This is Quranic.
It makes any sense or something, you know. Okay, it goes like this. First of all, the noises of the wind and the milky giving of the cloud is here for us. So be a little bit patient. He said, whatever you need is in the sky. God said. He says, when you hear this, that he said, whatever you need is in the sky, how come that you're stuck into the lowness? Okay. And there is a trick over there. That I don't know how you will translate it. It's not translatable. Because the word in Persian is chasbidan. Okay, we'll say chasbidan, to stick to something. Chasp means glue to us. Okay, so we'll say chasbidan. Do you remember that old fellow, Salahuddin Zarkub, who was the second one to Shams, to Rumi? The old man, goldsmith. Okay, that guy was illiterate, right? He pronounced this word awful, Instead of chasbidan, he says,